Owatonna High School girls fast pitch softball coach is Jeremy Moran. Had a doubleheader with Mankato East early in the week, a highly ranked team, and then went a little late on Thursday night, as I understand it, with your game, but picked up a win over Rochester Century. So an eventful week.
Yeah, it was. We definitely were playing under the lights last night against Century. The game ended a little after 9:30, I think it was. So we had parents' night. And we had a JV varsity doubleheader, so we could get the JV and the varsity parents together. Uh-huh. And the JV game ended up going 9 innings, extra innings, so our game actually started an hour later than usual. And then it was a long game besides that. So yeah, it was a good week. Starting Monday against East, like you said, a very good team. And I thought our pitchers came out and pitched really well against this good team. It was just our offense couldn't get going, and our defense gave them too many extra outs, and that was the difference. First game, we ended up losing 5-0, and Paris Hovden pitched for us in that game. She gave up 5 runs, but only one of those runs were earned, along with 8 strikeouts and 1 walk. Okay. And defensively, we had 4 errors in that game, and that ended up being the difference. And in the second game, we lost 7-1. And Caitlin Madol pitched in that game, and again, a good effort pitching. 7 runs, 0 were earned, according to our stats. Mm-hmm. 4 strikeouts, 2 walks. So, we were striking out their hitters. We didn't walk them very much, kept them off the base, other than the errors and the hits they did earn. So, really happy with our pitching on Monday night. But offensively, we struck out a lot. You know, we had 15 strikeouts in the first game and 14 in the second game. So, and 15 strikeouts in the first game, 7 were looking. So just our approach with 2 strikes wasn't very good. And that was the biggest thing offensively that I wasn't very happy with the group. The highlights on the offensive side, Anna Vetch in the 2 games was 3-for-5. So she had 3 hits in the 2 games. Mm-hmm. And Paris and Anna LeDuc each were 2-for-6 in the 2 games total. So those were our highlights offensively. And with that many strikeouts, we really weren't putting any pressure on Mankato East defense at all. Made it pretty easy for them, and those are things that we have to get better at. So, and then Tuesday night, we were supposed to play JM, mm-hmm. but that got rained out, and that's moved to May 17th, so kind of near the tail end of our regular season. Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday, it was a good atmosphere. Like I said, it was parents' night, so there was a good crowd again. It's always kind of fun to play under the lights, and started off the game. We were down 2-0 early, but in the third we took the lead. We got 3 runs in the third inning, and then they turned around and scored 1 in the top of the fourth to tie it back up. But then we kind of opened up with 7 runs in the fifth inning, and that was the difference in the game. It was good to see our bats get going that night. So,
and to score that many runs in one inning, obviously a lot of different girls had a hit in that inning to keep things moving.
Yes. We ended up, throughout the whole game, 9 different players got a hit.
Okay.
And we had 5 players that had 2 hits.
Okay.
That was Paris Hovden, Anna Vetch, Anna LeDuc, Patty Biegert, and Liv Larson all had 2 hits in the game. And the big difference was our approach with 2 strikes, our 2 strike hitting, much better. We started falling off pitches. We started being a little more aggressive, making that pitcher work until we finally get that pitch that we can hit. So it was good to see that adjustment made from Monday to Thursday in their approach at the plate. So, and like I said, we had a lot of players with 2 hits. Lainey Schuster near the end of the order had a big hit in that big inning that knocked in 2 runs. So it was good to see that. And Anna LeDuc had 3 RBIs, including the first home run of the year for our team.
Ooh.
So it was a good offensive effort for our team. It was good to see. Defensively, we were fairly clean, only 1 error in that game. And Paris Hovden was the winning pitcher in that game, gave up 4 runs, 9 strikeouts, and 7 walks. So her control was a little off on Thursday night, but she pitched a heck of a game still and got us victory.
What does the upcoming schedule look like for the Husky softball team?
Well, on Saturday, we head up to Shakopee for a competitive tournament there. We start off with Hastings at 11 in the morning, and then other teams that are also there are Anoka, Winona, North Branch, Ellsworth, Hill Mary, and Shakopee. So some good competition up there. We're looking forward to it. And then that good competition keeps rolling. Into Tuesday, we play Farmington at home. And then on Thursday, we play Faribault at home. So two really, really tough teams with good programs and are having good seasons so far. So we'll have to be ready to go as we're looking to face some pretty tough teams in the upcoming week.
All right, indeed. That is quite a challenging week when you include the tournament this weekend and all that next week. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for the time, and congrats to the team on a nice win on Thursday. Always good to get a win at home, under the lights, in front of the parents as well. So that was a fun situation. Good luck next week, Jeremy.
All right. Thank you, Roy.
All right, we're talking Owatonna softball on the Coach's Show, KRFO, and the KRFO app.